WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says his website will publish hundreds of what he called sensitive U.S. diplomatic cables on Israel. Al Jazeera Television quoting Assange saying the documents will include information on the 2006 war with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group. Assange says WikiLeaks has 3,700 U.S. documents regarding Israel, including 2,700 originating from Israel. Jordan, also among the countries impacted by the WikiLeaks scandal. Here's that part of the story. Jordan has always called for a peaceful diplomatic resolution to the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. A leaked cable from U.S. Ambassador to Jordan, Robert Beecroft, was published in London's The Guardian newspaper. It cites conversations with Jordan's former Senate President, Zaid Rafai, who allegedly supported the idea of a military strike on Iran. Bomb Iran, the cable quotes Rafai as saying, or live with an Iranian bomb. Salsan Zaida is a project and development manager of Jordanian independent news site AmanNet, which is working to translate the WikiLeaks cables into Arabic and post them on the website. She explained her mission to my colleague Cecily Hillary.
As you know, WikiLeaks, it's all in English. And in Jordan, the people who speak English, they are more the elite. So the idea is that to put all the documents and information available to anyone, even the people who don't speak English, because it's part of what we believe in, is that people have the right to know everything and then they decide about themselves.
What is the nature of the leaks pertaining to Jordan?
Actually, the main leak has to do with the Jordan position towards the Iranian case. There was a leak actually by a politician in Jordan who used to be the head of the upper house of the parliament. He was saying that he's in favor of taking an action against Iran and stopping Iran regarding their nuclear weapon and their threats in the region. And this doesn't reflect the official position, because usually the government of Jordan keeps saying that there are threats from Iran, but we are not in favor of taking any military action against Iran making any wars, for example, in Iran.
Now, what has the reaction been?
On the political level, the government is very sensitive to the Iranian situation because they believe that there is a threat coming from Iran and from the Shiite group. But they don't believe in taking any military action against Iran or creating any war. But the public opinion is they are not only against military action, but they are closer to Iran because for them, the whole conflict is American-Iranian conflict. So they feel themselves that they are closer to Iran than to the U.S. This is like one perspective. The other perspective is there is the whole thing about Iran standing even only with the statements, but they keep criticizing Israel and they keep talking about the Israeli nuclear weapon. So people got sympathized with Iran because of that. The third thing has to do also because Hezbollah is popular here. So again, people, and they know the link between, they believe that, yeah, there can be a closer political positions between Iran and Hezbollah. So they are, because they are sympathized with Hezbollah, they can become sympathized with Iran as well.
Salsan Zaida is project and development manager of the Jordanian independent news site AmanNet. She was speaking with VOA's Cecily Hillary.